is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Caitlin Pride. And Caitlin is the Via Christi Health Mission Integration Director, going to be talking about a community health needs assessment. And I've seen an inkling of what's going on with that. It sounds like you're getting the word out pretty well. But Caitlin, we'll let you explain, first of all, what we're talking about here.
Great, thanks. Well, thanks for having us. We're really excited. This community health needs assessment is really to allow people in Riley and Pottawatomie counties to take the assessment to share their voice about their personal health behaviors, as well as their opinion about the healthcare services available in the community. And it's just really a chance for us to kind of, you know, get the general pulse of the health in our communities.
Pretty much, is it anonymous? I mean, sometimes people get real sensitive when it's health-related issues, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's an anonymous survey. It takes about 15 minutes, or it could be a little bit less, and it just kind of goes through different domains in healthcare and your personal health and your personal health behaviors to just kind of really help us to know what are the most pressing needs.
Now, who would you encourage to take it? I'm guessing you're going to say everybody.
Everyone and everyone you know. Yes.
And as I mentioned, and what you really hope to gain and use from this information.
So from the assessment, and one of the exciting things I'll mention too, is that the questions are really based on the 2015 Riley County Needs Assessment. And so that's a really great opportunity for us as a community to see if we've kind of moved the needle at all on some of the health needs. And so from, you know, as we kind of garner the results from this, we will develop a CHIP, or a Community Health Improvement Plan, which will set forth some priorities about what are the areas of need in community health.
Can you give us an idea? I don't know if you have it in front of you, or just maybe some of the specific questions if someone's getting ready to do it, just so they have an idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, so types of questions like how do you get most of your health-related information? How would you rate your overall health? Do you have health insurance or access to health insurance? How do you, you know, feel about primary care options in our community? In the last 12 months, have you received a flu shot? And just kind of also helping us to uncover some of those barriers for folks in receiving adequate health care.
So it's nothing a person has to prepare for?
Oh, no, no, yeah.
Now, how long does it take to take this survey?
We were saying approximately 15 minutes. I think that's even on the longer end, probably really 7 to 10 minutes. So not a lot of time, and you know, hopefully it will, you know, really be valuable information that we can gather.
And lots of places people can access this in.
Yeah. So probably the quickest and easiest way is on the Via Christi Facebook page and the Via Christi website. There's a link to an online survey. We also have hard copies available at the Riley County Health Department, and we'll have them at the library. So if you prefer a hard copy survey, you can do that as well.
And I obviously, as you said, you want everybody. I mean, you want all demographics, genders, you name it, ages.
Yes, yes. And as I kind of mentioned in the beginning, it's Riley and Pottawatomie County. So this is sponsored by Via Christi Hospital in Manhattan, as well as Wamego Health Center. So we're really, you know, looking for anyone and everyone from both of the counties.
Any particular goal on numbers that you hope to get from this, or just whatever you're able to obtain?
Yeah, you know, as much as we're able, in 2015, they collected about 1,000 responses. So we'd love to be in that ballpark.
Now, when this was put together, you said, as you mentioned, it was based a little bit on the former needs assessment survey that was done, and I'm guessing just the health-related thing, but how much work was involved? How many different players are there in putting this together? How did that all work?
Yeah, so the 2015 is a great example of kind of community partners coming together. That one was done in conjunction with the hospital, the health department, and the senior services center. And so this one, the hospital does a community health needs assessment every 3 years. So we're kind of on a little bit of a different cycle. So we are the sole sponsors of this one, but we're working in conjunction from the work that was done in 2015. And so there's a lot of background work to get the survey prepared, internal steering committee from, you know, cross department representation to just kind of really get different voices at the table.
When you mentioned that, cross departments, some of the folks who have been involved in putting this together, then it hasn't all been on you then, in other words.
No, yeah, I know. We have great support from our hospital president, Bob Koppel, and we have, you know, different nurses from both Wamego and Via Christi. You know, Steve Land, who's a senior administrator over at Wamego, has been a great help. Maggie Rassett from Behavioral Health, you know, just a lot of different folks coming together to make it happen.
Any concerns at all, you know, when you are we're putting this together, when you look at it yourself, look at the community, and obviously we don't want to speak for people or put words in their mouths, but some of the things you're maybe wanting to really determine that might be concerns in the community.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's really a great opportunity because, you know, one of the things we talk about a lot at the hospital is stewardship, you know, and that there's a limited, finite amount of resources. You know, and so it's really up to us to really be good stewards of those resources. And so we definitely want to, you know, direct those towards where there's the greatest need.
Now, when you said these are available at the library and, you know, certain locations, so you can get a hard copy, you don't have to do it online. How does that work?
That's right. Yep. So there'll be, you know, stacks of hard copies, and then there'll be kind of a collection mechanism to, you know, for that anonymous factor that they can put in either a box or an envelope. And then we'll be, you know, collecting them from the those locations.
What kind of time frame are we looking at, too, when you hope to maybe wrap it up and kind of get that going?
Yeah, so the survey will be open and available through November 30th.
Okay, so that's when, so people need to get on fairly soon then.
So
I think time kind of gets away from you, so that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, anything else you want to talk about? I mean, and I imagine this has pretty much occupied a lot of your days lately.
Yes, yeah, it's time-consuming, but it's great, you know, and in addition to this, you know, we're hosting a couple community focus groups, you know, to just kind of also have that kind of qualitative discussion and input, you know, from more people. So, you know, overall, we're just really, really excited. I think it's, you know, a great gift and a partnership in the community, you know, that we want to see healthier people with, you know, access and resources, and the hospital really wants to, you know, take its part in that.
Tell us more about the community focus groups. That sounds interesting.
So, yeah, there'll be, you know, there's three different ones hosted, and they're, you know, members of all different agencies and kind of a cross-section from Wamego and Manhattan. And so it'll just be, you know, really this community dialogue and this chance to kind of share, you know, from their vantage point what they see as the needs. So it'll kind of be, you know, in conjunction with this survey and then these focus groups. The consultant that we're working with is from Via Christi in Wichita. Renee Hanrahan will then kind of do aggregate data from all of this to create our final report.
In fact, I think I've been hearing a bit about, I don't know, from Riley County Health Department, that have there already been some of these meetings, or was that something a whole different deal?
Yeah, and that, so the probably the ones you've been hearing about is from this 2015 assessment. The health department also has a kind of health improvement plan that they're working from as well, and so they have a lot of those kind of focus groups. And I'm a, you know, member of the Access and Coordination of Services subgroup. So there's, you know, really good synergy and collaboration there, too.
A lot going on right now in the medical field. Before we wrap up, anything else you're wanting to highlight other than get them filled out? But, I mean, share again where they can do that, or just anything else you're wanting to highlight today.
Yeah, we just, you know, thank anybody out there who's willing to participate. We're eager to hear your voices and your opinions. So, again, probably the easiest way to access is on the Via Christi homepage or the Via Christi Facebook page.
Okay, been a pleasure to have Caitlin Pride with us today. And she's Via Christi Health Mission Integration Director. Appreciate her being here. Do want to remind our folks, phone lines, as always, are open. 537-1350, toll free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. Coming up next, we're going to talk about today's Oktoberfest, and with the Riley County Health Department, Julie Hettinger and Leslie Campbell, you're listening to In Focus.
KMAN weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant.